The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such things shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
Good.
Sounds good. After a long time. The readings for this Sunday remind us that Christians are called to live their lives in a different way from others around them. Christian disciples demands honesty, the willingness to suffer, generosity, and readiness to follow Jesus by obeying his commandment of love. And also explain how we should know and live the will of God according accepting the suffering involved in it. These readings also tells us that suffering is an integral part of our earthly life, but it is also our road to glory. This is a message from today's readings. Mainly, it tells that we need to suffer. We need to undergo the sacrifice. That is our cross. That is how we follow Jesus. This is the main thing in today's readings. This is the message that Jesus gives to all of us. Cross, cross, cross. Suffering, suffering, pain, accept. And do it. There is no crown without a cross. The cross plays great role in the life of Christians. The cross plays great role in the life of Christians. That's why we can see the difference between the Christian's life and non-Christian's life. In last Sunday Gospel, we heard that St. Peter confessing Jesus to be the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus asked, Who do people say I am? And who do you say that I am?" Peter gave the right answer. "Lord, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." So this is the answer Jesus expected from someone. That means, who came to know fully who I am? Peter gave the right answer. "You are the Son of the living God." Peter is the first one who called Jesus God. Then St. Thomas called Jesus as God, "My Lord and my God," after putting his hand in the hole of Jesus. So Jesus was happy. "There is a man who came to know about me." And he called, "Peter, you are rock. I will build my church on you." And finally, Jesus made Peter head of the church, leader of the church. That is last Sunday gospel. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great sufferings at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on third day be raised. The disciples forget, worried about all the things about the sufferings of Jesus, and they did not realize what Jesus said at the end. What he said, "On the third day be raised." They forgot all this rising about Jesus from the dead. But they are worried about the sufferings and death of Jesus. So, popular Jewish belief at the time of Jesus expected a Messiah who would bring instant glory to Israel in terms of military success. Wealth and prosperity will grow. He will be a conquering Messiah, a warrior king who would sweep the Romans from Palestine and lead Israel to power. So many expectations from Messiah. This was the complete expectation about Messiah. Great expectation was there. And the disciples of Jesus also shared this in popular belief. Means Peter and other disciples also had the same idea like other Jewish people, that when Messiah comes, he does all these things. The same idea that the disciples also had. The disciples had been with Jesus for a long time, but they still did not really know him. They were with Jesus long time, they and other people, but they did not understand Jesus. That is why Peter could not bear the idea of suffering Messiah. The words of Jesus saddened his disciples. So Peter, he doesn't like to hear suffering Messiah. He must be a king. He must be a ruler. He must be like a lion. He must never undergo suffering. That is what is running in the mind of Peter. So when Peter heard Jesus announce that he must first endure the cross, he figured that Jesus must have made a mistake. So he took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it. Lord, this must never happen to you. How can this happen to the Messiah, King of Israel? This must not happen to you. No sufferings, no death. You are a are lying and you are the king. And you are the power. This is what Peter is preaching to Jesus, telling to Jesus, you must never die. Messiah has no death. Here, Peter wanted Jesus, but did not want the cross. He wants Jesus, no cross. No cross. No cross means no pain, no suffering, no death. I don't like all these things, but you are needed. Although Jesus had called him rock last week's gospel, Jesus now looks Peter in the face and says to him, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. You are Peter, you are rock, I will build my church on you. Jesus was happy last Sunday. This Sunday, Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block for my life. See the difference. Sometimes we also feel that we do not want a cross. Do you like cross? Question for you, do you like cross? There are some who want Jesus, but without the challenge of living a moral life. Do you all like cross? When Jesus said, if anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and take up his cross and follow me. We need to renounce our life, like hating our life and hurting our life. Renounce your life, take up my cross and follow me. Do you like this? Do you like this cross? Do you? No. Maybe some say, yes, I will bear somehow. Many says no. But we need Jesus, like Peter. We need you. No sufferings. You must never die. The same way we need Jesus, but we don't like to suffer. And we don't like to sacrifice. Here, Jesus is asking us to dedicate our lives in totally loving and serving others, even if at times this involves misunderstanding, ridicule, pain, and even death itself. So, here Jesus is telling, undergo the suffering. Suffering means sacrifice your life for the good. It would be altogether wrong to think that Jesus is asking us to lead miserable lives in order to be a good Christian. Here, he reminds us his cross. He is not asking to suffer in order to be a good Christian, but learn from me. The sufferings will follow you being a Christian. In the first reading, we heard about Prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah had struggled a lot, and he fights with God. God, where are you? You asked me to go to your people, and you asked me to tell what you told me to tell people.
I told everything.
But they are chasing after me. They want to kill me.
You told you will be with me.
You cheated me. I'm not willing to do your service.
I don't like to face this cross. I don't want to trouble my life. I want to proclaiming your word. I want to stop proclaiming your word.
When he was thinking like this, he says, being a prophet was no cakewalk. Being a prophet is no cakewalk. You know how cakewalk is? Very tasty and very smoothy. He says it is not.
I want to stop speaking about you.
But, he says, your burning fire shoot up in my bones. Your burning fire shoot up in my bones. I cannot stop talking about you. Let me continue as a prophet. So, he expressed his sufferings. He want to completely stop everything, speaking about God and his word. But he was not able to stop. He accepted the cross. Carrying the cross with Jesus always entails pain and suffering. Our personal sufferings become the cross of Jesus when we suffer by serving others selflessly, when we give ourselves, our health, our wealth, time and talents to others until it hurts us. Until it hurts our life, we need to sacrifice everything, all the talents, health, wealth, everything. Are you ready? Are you taking this cross now? This cross is in you now?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is cross in our life now.
The life we live, the sacrifice we make, that is the change we show to other people. That is the cross that is in our life, that we have at present. Remember that you are carrying the cross of Jesus by sacrificing whatever you can sacrifice.
But all these pains and sufferings in the name of Jesus brings us reparation for our sins, which leads us to the kingdom of God. So all these sufferings which we have in our life, which we sacrifice and suffer for Jesus, for the cross and for the people, everything is reparation for our sins, which leads us to the kingdom of God.
That is the final building where there is waiting for all of us.
Taking a cross daily and following Jesus seems foolish for most of the people.
Cross is fool for most of the people. What people say, I don't want to suffer. I want my life happy.
I want to make my physical body with good health.
I want all the taste, eat and enjoy. What are the ways possible? That is life.
Taking up cross, suffering and dying, sacrificing is not life.
That is what most of the people think. They don't want to sacrifice. But Archbishop Fulton Sheen says, To be a fool for Christ is the greatest compliment the world can give. You need to remember all the time. To be a fool for Christ is the greatest compliment that world can give. People may see us and make us fool. Hey, you are fool, wasting your money, wasting your talents, wasting your time, sacrificing everything. You are a fool. There are many people who say, that is the compliment that we need to get from other people. So many Christians acted and act as a follower of Jesus, but we have decisions to make. We have to choose a right way or wrong way, the easy way or the difficult way to follow Jesus. We have to choose what way we want to choose and we want to proceed. The easy way is often the wrong way, and the right way is often the difficult path to follow. There is no holiness without renunciation and spiritual battle. So, we need to fight for holiness. We need to fight for our spiritual life. That is where we become real followers of Jesus. Here, Jesus is not calling us not to a life of sacrifice and suffering, but rather to a life of total love and freedom. God never makes us to suffer. If he makes us to suffer, he is not God. He is always love. God is love. He always loves us. He never makes us to suffer. Those who have chosen the way of Jesus again and again confirm that their lives are full of freedom, happiness, and peace. So, Christian life is a sacrificial life, finally, which leads us to eternal glory.